Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. We give God the glory for another wonderful time in His presence. Okay, so we started our study on the book of Luke last week, and we're going to continue along that line. The book of Luke, chapter 2. All right, so we're going to quickly look at the lessons that we can learn from Luke, chapter 2. And my prayer this morning is that as we hear God's word, the entrance of God's word will bring light to us and understanding, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so from Luke chapter 2, verse 1, between verse 1 and verse 7, and that is the sovereignty of God. So the Bible says a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. Now, it was because of this census. So they were supposed to take a census. So this census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. So it was this census that eventually made Jesus to be born in Bethlehem. You see, the Bible says Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary. So it was already prophesied in the Bible that Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem. So that's in Micah chapter 5, verse 2. And for this prophecy to be fulfilled, God in his sovereignty, you know, touched the heart of a king to call for census that would make Joseph to travel down to Bethlehem, and then eventually Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem. Another very important thing about the sovereignty of God is that it was during this census, you know, normally if they're going to be doing census, everybody, for example, if it is Nigeria, every Nigerian all over the world will travel down to Nigeria to be counted. Now, because of this, there were so many in Bethlehem, you know, the hotels would have been filled up, people would have lodged, you know, in the hotel. So as a result of that, there was no room in the hotel. Because the Bible says in verse 7, she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. So they were actually going to, you know, get a room in the hotel. Unfortunately, they could not find the room because the crowd were so many. There were so many people in Bethlehem. They've taken up all the rooms, you know. And the reason why they couldn't find room was also because God does not want Jesus to be born in the inn. It was already arranged by God that Jesus Christ will be born in the manger. So because if they had gotten a room in the hotel, there are possibilities that Jesus wouldn't have been born in the manger. And there are a lot of lessons from that little thing I just said now. Number one is the fact that some things happen in our life and we probably think that God is not mindful of us or God does not care. However, God is actually helping us to fulfill the ultimate purpose. That very purpose for which we were created is helping us to fulfill it. And then you are thinking it should be going in your own way. Imagine how Joseph and Mary would have felt that they couldn't get a room in the hotel, whereas that was God's perfect will for them. So no matter what it is you're going through, I've said it many times, it will definitely work out for your good. They couldn't find room, and then that worked out for their good, because God actually wanted Jesus to be born in the manger. All right, very quickly, we're going to verse 8. You know, and then we see the shepherds. They were the first people that actually witnessed the birth of Jesus Christ. And it's really significant considering the fact that shepherds were not people of great importance in those days. But the Bible says they were watching over their flock by night. You know, that's another very major lesson. The first set of people that Jesus Christ birth was revealed to were diligent people. I mean, they've been watching over the flocks all the day. There is nothing wrong for them to just leave the flock by night. but yet they were diligent. And I've said it many times, the people that God will send, the people that God will give assignments to, are not going to be lazy people. You have to be, first of all, be diligent in that work that God has put in your hands before He commits heavenly assignment into your hands. Where did Moses meet God? It was when he was busy with Jethro's farm. Same thing with David. David had been a very busy. If he had not, you know, gone on that errand that the father had sent him, he probably wouldn't have seen Goliath on that day. So he was also a diligent person. And that is exactly what happens when you're diligent. God will always, every single time, reward your labor. He that is faithful in little, definitely much more will be committed into his hands. Hallelujah. Then in verse 22 down to verse 24, we see that Jesus Christ was presented in the temple. And in verse 24, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons. You know that Jesus Christ could not even afford a lamb. And in those days, if you cannot afford a lamb, you either bring turtle doves or pigeon. But then, they weren't going to stress themselves because they couldn't afford a lamb. Whatever it was they had, they were willing to give it as a sacrifice, and it was accepted. And that is exactly how we should also live our life. We've been talking about giving a lot. Give what you have. Give it with the whole of your heart. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Then we see two amazing people in Luke chapter 2. Anna and Simon. Amazing guys. They were so willing to witness the birth of Jesus Christ. They had read it, but they felt the knowledge they had wasn't enough. They needed to see it. They needed to see that experience. And I love that. In fact, if there is any lesson I want you to pick today, this is the major lesson. No matter how much of books you have read about Jesus, you need to experience Jesus for yourself. You need to see Jesus. You need to see. And the only way you'll be able to see Jesus is for you to thirst and hunger for Him. If you hunger and thirst, the Bible says you will be filled. These guys were desperate. They were ready to die until they see Jesus Christ. And their hunger and thirst were actually filled. They got filled. They could see Jesus. So if you're thirsty in the same manner and you are hungry to see Jesus, you are definitely going to encounter Him. May God give us that grace to wait in Jesus' name. Then we also see the growth of Jesus Christ. It's an all-round growth. An all-round growth. He grew in wisdom, He grew in stature, and He found favor with God and with men. Okay, so I want us to start with verse 40 first. The Bible says, and the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. So, and the child grew. Then after that statement in verse 40, we see that Jesus was, you know, in the temple. He was asking questions with leaders. And then we see that Mary and Joseph, they were looking for Jesus. They couldn't find him. Eventually, they found Jesus. They asked him, "Where have you been?" And he said, "Why do you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" And then, as soon as Jesus discovered his purpose, he knew what he was called to do. He knew his assignment. He had clarity of purpose. Then, what happened? In verse 51, the Bible says he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. He was subject to them. So two things: Jesus had clarity of purpose. The second thing, Jesus was submissive to his parent. And as a result of these two things, and Jesus, verse 52, increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with men. So you need clarity of purpose. You need to learn to submit to the people that God has placed as parents over your life. If you do this too, you will also increase in wisdom, in stature, and you will find favor with God and with men. All right, so we have come to the end of chapter 2. Thank you very much for joining today's podcast. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.